Hi, this is Glenn Kaiser in Chicago. Something that I've noticed some time ago is as we age, we recognize how essential it is for us to hand the keys to the younger generation, or generations, plural. And I think for myself, the John the Baptist phrase talking about himself in relation to Jesus, when John said, he must increase, Jesus must, and I must decrease. That's what comes to mind. Some years ago, I asked our leadership team in our church to give me leave, not that I would no longer be pastoring or serve as pastor, but that I wouldn't have to continue to deal with all the administrative sort of stuff and the day-to-day, because we have a group of pastors who do great work, and they're younger. They, in many ways, more relate to the younger folks in the community, and it made sense. Well, I submitted to them. They asked me to hang around for 4 years, and I did, and the day they gave me leave, the transition for me was super smooth, and really, one of the core points for me was to be able to do more in jail and prison chaplaincy, concerts, traveling. I do a lot of bikers shows, blues clubs. I do a lot of other things. So, you know, the issue was, where is the need? And if I don't need to be there, if that's not part of what God's calling me to do at this point in time, no problem. I'm willing to make the shift, and I want to make it. So 4 years later, they said, go for it, and I have. And I've been so encouraged by all that's happened. I'm not going to go down a long list, because part of me decreasing is I actually don't communicate in social media or in my blog posts or podcasts or anywhere else a very long list of things that I do simply as a guy walking on the planet, as much as a husband, a dad, a grandpa, a pastor, an evangelist, a blues musician, a worship leader, you know, I'm gonna, as blog writer, etc., etc. I don't publicize at all. I don't think I should. I don't think it's necessary. And I don't need the props. I really don't. I'm thankful. Heck, I was happy to be a bass player, which I was able to do a little bit and have off and on, but ended up a front man of a band, you know, and lead singer and so on and so forth. To me, it was always a matter of sharing and what's the need in the moment, not position or, you know, the old security, insecurity syndrome, pride and arrogance, or, you know, demanding almost affirmation from others. To me, all of that's a bit of a trap, and the focus is not on God and others, it's on myself. That's always been a train wreck in my life. So there you go. Something that you learn as you grow older is that other people need to be introduced to the big world. And maybe you can be a link. I won't say where, but recently in a situation between three different groups of people, I thought, you know, I need to knock on some doors here and ask these folks for permission to introduce them to one another, because I think they have a lot in common in terms of serving and caring about people. And I don't think they know of each other at all. So I was able to be a catalyst. That's a lot of how I viewed myself through the years. But as I age, as I get older, you know, I am more and more like, how can I pass things on? And how can I link people up with the right people? Network others with others, not for my benefit or, you know, to brag on our church or what we're doing, but for the sake of them, to link up with others of like mind, or at least potential like mind and like heart, in terms of serving others. To me, that's a huge part of what I do and what I've always tried to do. So aging teaches you many lessons, and one is to quiet down and to slow down. Naturally, physically, and in terms of energy, there's a point where you really have to, and you will. So dealing with that transition is super important. So I guess this is to those who are a little older, closer to my age, but it's also for those who are going to get there one day, which most of you will. Glenn Kaiser in Chicago saying, thanks for listening.